In 2022, the linebackers for the Riders was one of the few bright spots for a team that seemed to be imploding. Darnell Sankey led the CFL with 120 tackles.
Feeling the pressure again, trying to escape the heat, eventually taken down. And it's Darnell Sankey there to finish the job.
Harris again. He likes the work, but Darnell Sankey says, take a seat.
Larry Dean was third with 101.
Pressure there. Down he goes. Coming in is Larry Dean on the blitz.
It's Tim White again. Trying that sweep. Nowhere to go.
Larry Dean.
It was just the second time in league history two players from the same team both hit the century mark in tackles. Going into 2023, however, Darnell Sankey is one of the team's biggest losses, choosing to take his football career south to the XFL.
Tamo swings it out. A dance and a spin, and Puka Williams Jr. brought down short. Darnell Sankey with the stop for Arlington.
Another star linebacker could also be missing the start of the season, as CFL West All-Star Derek Moncrief has missed all of training camp with a shoulder injury. The good news, though, the team's most outstanding Canadian from 2021 is back.
Mitchell under pressure and down he goes. Another big sack by the Riders. Micah Tights in there.
Under pressure, Nichols, they're going to take him down. Gets away a little bit, but Micah Tights in with a group.
Oh, it feels great. It's nice to get out with the guys again, and just feels good to be back doing what I love to do.
Micah Tights' groin injury forced him to miss all of last season's campaign. Now the 27-year-old is healthy and ready to pick up where he left off.
It's been a journey for sure. Like, definitely kind of first time in my football career since I've been a kid where I've had a, you know, a significant injury that took me out for a significant amount of time. So it was tough. And then last year, just trying to, you know, I never went home, so I just, you know, I like to stick around in the meeting. I'm a football guy, so I like the meetings even when I'm not involved in them.
With Sankey no longer in the league, Tights knows he has big shoes to fill both on the field and in the locker room.
It feels great to just have the opportunity again to, you know, finish where I left off in the 21 season. And, Darnell was a great player and, a good guy in the locker room, so we're going to miss him. But, we're not going to skip a beat for sure.
The duo of Tights and Dean has been a long time in the making for Rider fans to witness. Dean missed all of 2021 with a torn Achilles, meaning this season is the first the two will play with each other.
First year I never got to play with him, but now, it's my time to go. I've played with some great linebackers in Saskatchewan, probably the best one of all time, Solomon. So, I mean, it was cool to, I got my first start ever with him, and now I'm going up with another legend. So it's, you know, it's always making my job easy that way. They wanted to make this matchup a little while ago, but yeah, now we've come full circle, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
The veteran Dean is also excited to play next to Tights, someone he thinks shares some traits with his linebacker partner from last season.
You know, with Sankey, he was running out, let him run the mic, and you have a solidified tackler, and definitely a guy that has a high football IQ, and I can say the same thing about Micah Tights. You know, he has a high football IQ and is able to move and going to be able to do some things. I think we're going to be able to play well together.
Dean, who will now move to middle linebacker, has still kept in touch with Sankey in the offseason, heading down to watch him in the XFL.
I think anybody that you spend that amount of time with, and we was in the trenches together, we're going to always be connected. You know, we made history and whatnot, so we definitely always going to stay in touch from some sort. And even on other endeavors, man, anytime that I'm able and willing, you know, I went down there and watched them. It was like a 3-hour drive, went down and caught the game, and, you know, just showed them that we still locked in.
And with all the changes on offense for the Riders, it might be the defense who needs to keep the team afloat early in the season.
Yeah, very excited. You know, that's the name of the game. We play defense for a living. So I think all our guys on defense relish at that opportunity.
Next time on All or Nothing.
I couldn't tell you who's in the lead or who's trailing. They're all doing a good job.
Pressure coming again on Fine. Gets it away, and that is held on to by McKinnis.
We're all on level playing field when it comes to the quarterbacks, and you just want to go out there and be aggressive, make plays.
I've been in so many quarterback battles and so many quarterback rooms that, you know, it's for me, it's just being better than I was the day before.
All or Nothing, tomorrow at 5:05 on the Green Zone.